The Irish Women's Network gets together from time to time, does a variety of things. I know there's a book club out there, and there's a few other things happen as well. And Anne Alsfar is the president of the Irish Women's Network here in Ottawa. And happy new year to you, and thank you for coming along and give us a little bit of a recount of what you managed to achieve in 2025.
Hey, happy new year to you too, Austin, and thank you for this. So Irish Women's Network is a group of women of Irish, the Irish diaspora. And in the last year, we had our Nollaig na mBan last year at the Barley Mow. We found the Barley Mow very, welcoming and an easy event, an easy place to hold our events because, they don't charge us anything and it's just very central for everybody coming out. So we had probably about, 17 to 20 people show up at our last, Nollaig na mBan last, January. And then we had a get together again in the summer. And then we had our annual hike, which is a hike in the Gatineau, which Aileen Cumberton has very nicely sort of helps us guide us through the Gatineau for that. And it's a nice way for us to get out and have a little chat in the fresh air. We have a little moment of reflection and we get together and chat. And we have our next Nollaig na mBan will be in the Barley Mow again on Sunday, the 11th of January from 3 to 5.
For those who do not know, what's Nollaig na mBan?
Okay, so Nollaig na mBan is translated, I suppose, as like a little Christmas. And years ago in Ireland, it was sort of a way to let the ladies who had put a lot of effort and work into getting Christmas and baking and cooking and gathering of people and that together. And it was a day after Christmas, usually around the time of the Epiphany, which is about a week after Christmas, where the men would take over the chores in the kitchen and the ladies would have their little afternoon or evening out. And they would just get together for a drink or a little chat and whatever. And the men took over the housework.
And of course, what it did, I suppose, was it marked the end of the Christmas season.
That's right. Yeah.
It was usually on the 12th day of Christmas. And it's very much, I think, an Irish tradition that it's not something I'm aware of that other cultures set aside.
No, it is an Irish tradition. And I think it was most prevalent in Cork and in the west of Ireland. But I know now that I have most of my family's in Dublin, but I hear from them that there are Nollaig na mBan get togethers in many places now. And it's kind of almost had a revival. I have friends in Belgium who've done it, and I've got my daughters in the States, and I know that in very many places in the States they have Nollaig na mBan. So it's not an unknown now where it's kind of a revolutionized and come back again, I think.
Another little mark in the cultural calendar.
That's right.
So as you say, it's at the Barley Mow, and you're saying 3 to 5 p.m.?
That's right, 3 to 5 p.m.
Does anyone need to register, or do you just come along?
Oh, just come along. To be honest with you, you come along, and then if you want something to eat, you can get something to eat. We have a few little sort of Irish little memorabilia and stuff around. We decorate for that, but it's really to let. I suppose if you did sort of let us know on our email and that you were coming, it would give us an idea about how many people would be showing up. But we don't really have a problem with the numbers because we're not sort of pre-booking food or anything like that. You sort of come and there's a waitress there which will help us out. But it's more like a nice get together. I know last year we had some of the choir, the Irish choir, which is kind of a branch from the Irish Women's Network. Some of the members there did a little song for us. And last year, Pat Marshall did a little reading for us from Joyce. So it's really you come, you have a little chat, and then somebody wants to get up and provide us with almost like a little party piece. That's very welcome too.
And is there any cost associated with this other than your own pass?
No, just your own cost.
And that's normal for your events. So for the hike and for any other events that you organize, it's just you come along, you partake, and if you want food and you're on a hike, you bring your own sandwiches.
That's right. Exactly. That's it. Exactly. Yeah. There's no, it's just really, it's giving us a little venue to get together. We get together and then you bring your own sandwiches and you either, if some people do decide to, after our hike, for instance, some of them decide to go into Chelsea and they have a little lunch or something like that. But for the most part, most people bring something. We sit down, we have a little, we stopped somewhere nice. Like we stopped at Pink Lake last time and we looked over the lake and had our sandwiches and our drink. And then we headed on off home.
If people are trying to see what you're up to, where should they be going? I presume social media be the primary source?
Yeah, social media be the primary source. We sort of, we let the Irish Network group know from their calendar what we're doing.
Right.
And then we usually send out an email or that. We're sort of, we've been trying to sort of get somebody to keep our website up to date. I know it's not up to date now because I was just looking at that. But we'll be working on that as well and get that done. Excellent. A lot of it is word of mouth as well, you know, because we have the singing circle, there's the book club and there's a few other little groups and they sort of send out the word of what's happening.
Fantastic. Well, Anne, thank you so much for taking the time. Hope you have a wonderful Nollag na Mban on the 11th. And
great.
Happy New Year to you.
And the same to you. Thanks a lot for this, Austin. Take care.